There's only 2 days left to take part in 500 Words 2012, our short story writing competition. Don't leave it till the last minute, or you might miss out. The 500 Words Adventure Climax is in June. June 1st, when we up sticks and take our show to Hay and broadcast live from the Hay Festival of Literature and the Arts. And you could be coming with us if you're on one of our top 50 writers. If you're a volunteer judge or your name comes out of the hat, you'll be in the audience watching our winning stories being read out by some very famous names. So to explain why in Hay, all the way from Hay on Why, is the director of Hay Fever, the kids' programme at the festival, Sophie Lording's here. Good morning, Sophie.
Morning, hi.
Welcome. Thanks for coming all the way down here.
No worries, it's really exciting.
You're live in the studio. So how does this compare, this short story competition, to other kids' competitions that you hold throughout the world now?
Oh my God, it's absolutely massive. We couldn't be more thrilled about how many young people are engaging with this competition. It's really exciting.
Now, we've received over 41,000 entries already. There's still over 24 hours left for kids to get the stories in, so please, we enthuse and encourage you to do so. We've already smashed through last year's total, which we were overjoyed with anyhow. How did the kids part of Hay Festival come about?
Well, basically, the whole festival started 25 years ago, and it was created by a family from Hay. So it was just, it's always been a natural part of the festival. But recently, it's just grown and grown, and it's just huge now, and it just brings the festival to life, having so many kids involved. It's awesome.
All right, now, how do you generate such a great family atmosphere at Hay? Because it's almost like, it's like going to the golf, right? If you go to the golf, it's like hundreds of thousands of people can go and watch a golf tournament, mm-hmm. like the Ryder Cup, for example. And all it takes to control them is one piece of string. You know, you don't need thousands of police. How is it self-policing? How does that work for a festival?
Well, just everybody is having such a good time. Everyone turns up for exactly the right reasons. We're based in the Brecon Beacons, which is just stunning and the perfect place to bring families, because you can go down to the river, you can take part in events, you can go to workshops. So everyone's just there with exactly the same attitude, and the atmosphere is amazing.
It is beautiful. I mean, I was quite snobby about it. I'm an inverted snob because I'm stupid. And then I got there one day and I thought, oh my goodness me, this is like one of the most beautiful. First of all, it is picturesque, mm-hmm. like you say,
yeah.
but also the atmosphere and the love. And do you think it's the magic in the words, all those words surrounding people? I think there's something about that.
I think massively so, yeah. And just the fact there's just so much going on. It's not just, when you say books, that just sounds so flat. It's not. It's everything. It's, you know, it's comedy, it's history, it's politics, it's, you know, it's just so many words, and it means so much. Everything is words when you think about it. So to have a festival celebrating everything, you know, it's always a good thing.
Okay, so why don't you paint a picture, a visual picture, a virtual visual picture on the radio for what Hay looks like? So, because a lot of people, you've not been there. What does the Hay Festival look like? How many tents are there? You know, what is the journey from entering to exiting?
Okay, well, basically, we are a tented village. So from the air, we just look like this, like white little blocks all over a field, basically. We take over a big Dairy Meadows field, and it's all walkways, so even in the Welsh weather, even if it's raining, you can still stay completely dry.
By the way, last year it was gorgeous.
It's always beautiful, and let's never speak about 2008, because that was an absolute nightmare.
Never happened.
It never happened.
Never happened.
No.
It's a myth.
So, yes, we're all walking around on walkways, and there's big venues, and then there's tiny venues.
And what happens in the venues? Because this is the bit people don't know, and I was shocked about. Every hour, there are really clever people giving really inspirational talks, aren't
yes,
there?
Just getting up on stage to an audience. You know, there's free events, and it's just fantastic. Yeah.
And you get some very well-known names, and their guards are down because it's a very relaxed atmosphere. And you get some real meat on the bone, don't you?
It's true. We do pick up some juicy stories just because everyone gets so relaxed. It's just like, oh yeah, we're all on holiday, it's all good. And little do they realise.
My favourite is Max Hastings, because he's always fascinating and compelling. So it goes on for a couple of weeks. The kids very much involved. 500 Words, kids. You can be there reading out your story or having your story read by a famous voice. And we're also still asking for teachers as judges and librarians as judges, and we're going to invite 25 of those guys down as well. Why should they get involved?
Oh, teachers and librarians are just at the heart of kind of everything Hay does. We have a massive education programme, and so to engage even more teachers would be absolutely wonderful. And, you know, you can guarantee you come down for the day and you'll discover something new.
All right.
You won't know what to expect.
Sophie, thank you so much for letting us come and join your festival again. Hey, get involved. You still have time. The only way you can do it is via our website, bbc.co.uk/radio2.